Evil will not win. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That message from the president to a community in mourning.
President Biden calling white supremacy a poison that has no place in America. Speaking in Buffalo following a gunman targeting black shoppers at Tops grocery store, killing 10 people.
We have to refuse to live in a country where black people going about a weekly grocery shopping can be gunned down by weapons of war deployed in a racist cause.
The president telling the families of those killed and first responders America will not be distorted by a hateful minority.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the 18-year-old suspect, is due back in court Thursday. Charges just announced in a California church shooting that left one dead and five others injured Sunday. 68-year-old David Chow is suspected of being driven by a hatred of Taiwanese people. He is now charged with first-degree murder, attempted murder, possession of destructive devices, and facing an enhancement for lying in wait. Investigators say he had chained the doors to the church and had bags of firebombs. Police in Dallas name the suspect in what prosecutors say was a targeted attack on Asian Americans.
Court records show 37-year-old Jeremy Smith is booked into the Dallas County Jail on three counts of assault with a deadly weapon, who's accused of entering the Hair World Salon in Dallas's Koreatown Wednesday, shooting and injuring three women who described a black male fleeing in a maroon-colored minivan and who investigators believe is tied to two other recent shootings in Dallas, targeting the city's Asian businesses.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The FBI has opened a federal hate crime investigation. An arrest warrant affidavit says Smith's girlfriend told police he'd been admitted to health facilities because he was having delusions about Asian Americans. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Russia and Ukraine appear to disagree on what's happening at a besieged steel plant.
More than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from that steel plant in the southern port city of Mariupol. The Ukrainian military is confirming the evacuation, adding that there are still fighters inside the plant. Multiple buses were seen leaving that facility and are reportedly headed for Russian-controlled territory.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Ukraine's deputy defense minister expressing hope the fighters can be exchanged for Russian prisoners of war. But one Russian official is quoted as calling the Ukrainian fighters Nazi criminals. A bill that would ban transgender students from playing girls or women's sports in public schools and colleges is signed into law in South Carolina. Governor Henry McMaster did not issue a statement after the bill signing yesterday. About a dozen states have passed similar laws requiring transgender students to compete with their birth gender. Opponents say the law singles out students who aren't elite athletes but are just looking for a way to fit in. Americans can order another round of free COVID tests through a White House website.
Households are eligible for 8 rapid antigen COVID tests through the federal government's covidtest.gov website. It's the third round of tests provided by the government and delivered by the U.S. Postal Service. The administration faced criticism for a slow rollout of testing as cases surged over the winter, but as cases have fallen, so too has demand for testing. This round of available testing kits comes as cases have ticked up over the past 2 weeks. A White House statement says accessible tests will help slow the spread of the virus, with a highly transmissible subvariant of Omicron driving case rates. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's up 434 points. The S&P also up more than 1%. The NASDAQ more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.